Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Will, and I'm excited that you're here. So welcome to all of us listening at shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of those listening online at www.franklyspeakingradio.com. Our phone number is 800-313-9443, and our special guest this evening is a good friend who is just doing some great things, because what we're talking about here are solutions, folks, and when it comes down to it, in a worst-case scenario situation, you want Richard Mankemeyer to be your best friend. Survivalcenter.com is the website. Richard, welcome back.
Thank you, sir. When we left off at air-dried foods.
Yes.
Okay, so we've gone through MREs, freeze-dried, now we're in the air-dried. Air-dried foods or dehydrated foods are what normally, if you go to a restaurant and get some mashed potatoes or something, that's normally what you're going to eat.
Oh.
A lot of the stuff is air-dried because it's lighter. It's got rid of all the peel, the core, the outside. You get just the goodies that's left. So it's actually a pretty good way to buy food.
Wow.
And the main difference with air-dried food is a lot of it will require some cooking. For instance, if you have mashed potatoes, you get it in a powder form. You have to add your milk or water and your other stuff, and then you got to boil it and bring it to a boil or, you know, heat it up so you can eat it. Mm-hmm. For instance, if you had air-dried peas, then you'd have to simmer them for maybe 15, 20 minutes to rehydrate them and bring them back to the normal size because they've got all the stuff taken out of them.
Ah.
So that's the main difference is air-dried foods, you know, you're getting into a little more value for your money here.
Yeah.
But you have to do a little more work to get it usable. For instance, if you have, like, cornmeal, and you're going to make some cornbread. Well, you got to mix it up and put your goodies in it and bake it. So you've got more work to it than say the freeze dried or the MRE.
Yeah.
So
but it's interesting, though, that's what people are eating in restaurants anyway.
A lot of times in restaurants, that's what you'd be eating, a lot of air dried foods.
So you've had it before, and you know obviously people keep coming back, so they must like the taste of it. So
that's not bad.
Very palatable.
Gosh, you know, around here if we get busy. You know how you get real busy. You forgot to go to the store.
Yeah.
And you wanted, you know, you got a hankering for some mashed potatoes and gravy. We just opened up one of the cans sitting in our pantry right here with a plastic lid on it, because once you open on one of these number 10 cans, most of them come with the plastic lid. So you take out what you want for that meal and then put this plastic lid on, and it keeps it fine until the next time. And they'll last for, you know, 6 months, 12 months, sometimes that long with just that plastic lid on. So we want some mashed potatoes and gravy and ran out of potatoes and don't want to go to the store because we're out in the country. No, it's not around the corner. So we dig out that. And, you know, they're yummy. They're really good. So, you know, it's not like it's a big deal.
Yeah.
And it's not going to change your eating habits that much. So they're less expensive. You get more for your money there. So now we're into number three. Let's go to number four. Grains, beans, seeds, and legumes, which we package generally in the big 6-gallon plastic buckets. And that's these are special food-grade, heavy-duty plastic buckets. And the reason we do that is because, for instance, wheat is still fairly inexpensive. And actually what it ends up a lot of time with your food when you process and package it, it's the processing and package that costs more than the food. So wheat, like right now, I can sell a 6-gallon bucket of hard red winter wheat, which is 45 pounds net, for like $18.50. That includes the bucket, the wheat, and everything.
That doesn't
include shipping. But out of that bucket of wheat, you can make up to 60 loaves of bread.
Oh, that's
now,
perfect.
Have we just cut our food bill down?
Yeah.
We certainly have, but you have to have a grain mill to process that grain.
Ah.
Now, see, there's where the rub comes in. And it's interesting. Within the last 5 years, I've watched this trend take place, Frank. It's absolutely amazing. I think you talked earlier about Americans being a little bit
soft.
Yeah, soft. And I'll tell you, this has happened. I've had more than one person call, and they look on page 3 of our new catalog, and it has the basic unit, then it has the deluxe family unit. And I tell people right below there, it says a grain mill is required to process some of the food in this unit. And I get this pause on the other end of the phone. And when we come back, I'll tell you what we did about it.
I look forward to that.
Attention, everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The bed fan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, and I would like to, of course, remind you that this hour is being sponsored by our good friends at the Survival Center. You can call them toll-free at 800-321-2900. You can visit them on the web at www.survivalcenter.com. Now, when you call, of course, with all orders, you can get a copy of the catalog. And also, I would urge you all, if you have not had a chance to read this incredible book, it's entitled Basic Preparedness. Order this book. It's brand new from what we hear from our guest this evening, Richard Mankemeyer. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you. And we were on to the food units, weren't we?
Yes.
We have this awesome units we designed. We have a basic unit that's a one-year supply for one. Then also we have this deluxe family unit, which is a one-year supply for two, which is almost three-quarter of a ton of food.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But, you know, like we talked about earlier, one bucket of wheat will get you almost up to 60 loaves of bread.
Yeah.
You have to be able to grind it with a wheat grinder, and then you have to be able to, you know, process it and make it and bake it.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened was, I was talking to one of our customers on the phone here not too long ago. When I mentioned the fact that this had the most food, it was a really good buy, you know, you got lots of proteins and calories and grams of everything you need in there. But I said, you need a grain mill. Well, that wasn't in their reality.
Grain mill, what's that?
Well, you know, I mean, I think it just freaked them out because they probably never baked bread or rolls or anything.
Right.
Which is understandable in today's modern society. So I said, okay, sir, go to page 4 of the catalog.
Wow.
Page 4 of the catalog, which you also can see on the internet, It's on our food storage page. It's the third unit down. It's called the no-cook unit.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. This is for people who don't want to cook, can't cook, don't care to cook. We have our new no-cook unit. It's designed around rice. And all you have to do is be able to boil water, and we certainly hope people know how to boil water. Now, if you can boil water, man, can you eat good.
And if you can't, just change the radio station now, because you can't be helped.
Oh, yes, you can. They can have MREs. Actually, you don't have to boil water. You can eat MREs.
There you go.
But anyway, so this unit is specifically designed for that. It's a six-month supply for one person. You get two poly buckets of rice, and you get 18 number 10 size cans of freeze-dried food, and you get 12 number 10 cans of a variety, including like peanut butter powder, milk, banana chips, applesauce, you know, breakfast drink, granola. So you've got like, you know, you got a pretty nice rounded meal here.
Yeah.
Well, what we based it on was rice. And what we said was, and we each actually show you on the internet how to cook rice only boiling the water.
Oh, wow. Which,
what you do is you get your water boiling and you take a cup of rice, and it's usually a 2-to-1 ratio. You get 2 cups of water to 1 cup of rice. You get the water boiling, dump in the rice, bring it to a boil. Shut it off, get 2 big bath towels or a blanket that won't melt, and you wrap this thing up. You wrap this pot up because you got your lid on now. You wrap this thing up in the towels or the blankets, and you let it sit for half an hour to 40 minutes, and it cooks itself.
Oh, wow.
So all you had to do is boil water.
Fantastic.
Now, most everybody can manage it. You can do it on the little Coleman stoves, or if you got a wood heater, you can boil the water there. So you should be able to have a hot meal. And then what you do is, while this is in the process of cooking itself, then you go ahead and have a little more boiled water with another pan, and you get your freeze-dried food ready about 10 minutes before the rice is done, because it takes about 10 minutes for the freeze-dried food with boiling water to rehydrate.
Mm-hmm.
So now you got the freeze-dried rehydrating, you got your rice cooking, and when they're all done at the same time, you take the rice out and throw you a big gob of rice on the plate. You take you a big scoop of the freeze-dried food and put it on top of it, and you've got more food than you can eat twice, and we do this twice a day.
Wow.
It's a lot. We did it. We actually recently did it here just to
test
it again. We did it years ago, and then we hadn't done it for a while. Then we decided it was such a good deal that we keep all this stuff ready, and we do it when we're real busy.
That's phenomenal.
Like for today, we did the same process, only we used quinoa, which is another grain. But rice is what we have in this unit, and you just boil the water, throw it in, cover it up, and go do your other stuff, because they're busy taking orders, answering the phone, helping people out. But we come back later, and we have a nice meal that it took someone just a few minutes to make.
That's fantastic.
And in a real emergency, this is wonderful. And you're not going to go hungry. I'll tell you, there's a lot of food here. In fact, there's enough in here to actually last a little longer than 6 months. But we did that so you would not go hungry.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So,
well, that's
lots of options available.
Yeah, absolutely, without a doubt.
So that's using freeze-dried and the rice, which is in the big poly buckets. We talked about the grains, beans, and seeds. Now, in those poly buckets, again, and we use these in a lot in our units, which is on page 7 of the catalog, and also on the website, you can see pictures of this and see the listing. There again, you know, you've got your wheat, but you also have corn. You can grind it up and make cornmeal. You've got millet. You've got lentils. Lentil soup is always good with some dried onions or something, you know, in it with a little seasoning.
Yes.
You can eat very well. It does take a little work when you use them that way in the big poly buckets. And by the way, the poly buckets have a good shelf life, too. They'll last anywhere from 10 to 20 years.
Oh, wow.
I have stuff personally I've packed over 15 years ago that's still good. The air-dried foods you talked about a little earlier, they have anywhere from 7 to 15 years. In fact, it's interesting. Just today, I had a guy call me, and he said he bought some air-dried foods 30 years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
And he wanted to know if it was still good. And I said, how in the world would I know? I mean, I don't have a clue.
Wow.
He said, well, how am I going to find out? I suggested he open a sample of all his food and try it. He said, well, how am I going to know if it's bad? I said, well, smell it, taste it, look at it. If it smells good, looks good, and tastes good, it's probably still good.
Good advice.
If you have any doubts that it's not, don't eat it. Throw it away.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, you know, some of that stuff has lasted 30 years.
That's incredible. And, you know, this is such an important point because, you know, as you're describing this, you're almost apologetic saying, well, it is going to take a little work. But, you know, figure your options. You know, what else do you have? You can go out and what are you going to go and hunt and gather? I mean, how many calories are you going to expend versus how much are you going to take in with all that effort? And, I mean, that's your only other option is as far as survival goes. Once your three-day government-approved supply runs out, you know, if you don't have something like this that you have available to you in your own supply, who knows? And here's the other thing, Richard, too. You know, if we're looking at, like, economic collapse, for example, they're not going to be able to call you up and say, hey, can you ship some of this over?
You know, well, no.
You think the mailman's going to go to work that day?
Well, that's an interesting point. You know, I get the question asked a lot of me when people call in and they kind of find out what we're doing and they understand that they need to do it, but they don't know what to do. They always ask me, what am I preparing for? And I say, folks, I am preparing for what I call worst case scenario. And they say, well, what's that? And I say, well, I look at it this way. Some major discontinuous event happens in my area. Or could have, say your area. You know,
sure.
Something happens in your area, like your snowstorm, and everything is shut down. There's nothing coming in. There's nothing going out. You're stuck. Wherever you are, you're stuck.
Yeah.
How well are you going to do, and how long are you going to do it?
Yeah.
And Cortina was a perfect example.
Yes.
Those people were just stuck. The cavalry didn't show up.
Nope.
So that's what I prepare for. So if I'm stuck here at home, at the office, wherever I'm at, in my vehicles, I have a well-packed three-day kit plus.
Oh, that's good.
In every vehicle, I have it. And we build them. We build those kits. They're on page 36, 38 of the catalog. They're on the website. You'll see it, our deluxe 72-hour or three-day kit. And they got MREs in it. They got water in it. You can cook in it. You've got a solar-powered, hand-cranked AM/FM flashlight radio. You've got work gloves in case you have to... Well, a lot of people, they get out. Did you hear about that family?
I knew you were going to bring that up, and if you didn't, I was going to. Because
yeah, I mean, this is a young couple
tragic.
Out of California, drove up to Seattle over Thanksgiving for the holidays, and then they were going back down to the Oregon coast to a resort, and they got off on some side road somewhere and got stuck in the snow.
Yep.
The guy had no boots, no hat, no gloves, no winter coat, no food, no water.
And more. I mean, that was the reason why they had to that he went out in those conditions. You know, without all that stuff, they were out of gas. They had used some gasoline to try to build a fire. They'd burned the tires to try to stay warm.
He's got his wife and two little kids with him.
I know. And they found the poor guy. He'd walked like 16 miles before he finally succumbed to the elements. I mean,
and all he had to do is wait another day because they was looking for him.
Gosh.
One more day. And I said to people, I know it's so sad.
Yeah.
For $200, he could have had one of my kits and been sitting there, you know, just kind of hanging out, wondering where everybody was, you know?
Oh.
I mean, it could have been fine. And I have stuff in there. I have a magnesium fire starter in that kit that burns at 5,400 degrees. You think we couldn't have started a campfire with that?
Oh, yeah.
I've got wind and waterproof matches in there.
Do you remember a situation, Richard? It was back in like 92, 93. There was a tremendous snowstorm that hit the East Coast. And in the North Georgia mountains, there were a whole class of school kids from Michigan that they were on the hunt for. They were so worried that these kids were not going to survive. I don't know if you recall that. Well, guess who happened to be up in the North Georgia mountains that same weekend? Me, and I got caught in it too, but nobody was looking for me. And I remember trying to find wood that I could chisel ice off to burn so that way we could stay warm and live. And, you know, so I've been in these situations. I couldn't be a bigger fan of what you're doing and what you're talking about because I've been there, I've done that, I've experienced it, and I know the necessity.
You know, that was no fun, was it?
It was a very life-changing experience, and unfortunately, I've been wrong place, wrong time as far as that several times now. And luckily, with what I know, because I've been there, I know what to look for and how to get by. But certainly, with what you're talking about, you know, had I known this back in, you know, when I was 17 years old, 18 years old, it would have been great. But now. We do know it. We do have it available, and you're doing great things. And we're going to keep this conversation going. We're going to get to your calls as well, folks, when we come back with more Frankly Speaking Radio in 3 minutes. Stay with us.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio Friday morning, and very excited that we have our guest with us here today, Richard McAmire. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you.
Boy, as we were just talking about food, and you mentioned about car survival kits and things like that, and we briefly mentioned water as well, one of the things that I love that you have on your website is the water storage barrels, which I've found relatively hard to come by.
You have to have water stored. You have to be able to filter water, even stored water that you properly treated. I would never drink it straight out of that barrel. I'd always filter it first. Never take a chance on any. I don't trust any water.
I think that's
my rule of thumb. I don't trust any water.
That's an excellent policy, words to live by. Somebody told me once that if you have a waterbed, that's a pretty good supply of water storage too. But you know, I think the barrel option is certainly a better one.
You got to watch water beds, and you've got to watch swimming pools because they have a lot of really strange chemicals in some of those things.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it takes, you know, we're not sure some of these filters will filter all that stuff out. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's something I wouldn't necessarily depend on. But water is a good place to get into because I know we got a lot to cover.
Yeah, we do.
So let's head into water.
Okay.
Okay, I think we pretty well covered food just, you know, briefly. I mean, you could make a whole show on food.
Oh, I know.
But, you know, but water, like we talked about earlier, is more important actually than food. You can do the test on it, and they've done this, that you can live a lot longer without food than water. So
oh, yeah.
Store water, have a way of filtering water, And, you know, these new ceramic units, the Katadyn and the Berkeys, they do an excellent job on filtering out just about all the bacteria. And then you can get the carbon. Now they have the carbon and filter ceramic together in the filters.
Oh, wow.
And the reason they put the carbon in there is because the carbon is used to help filter out some of the chemicals and bad taste.
Hmm.
So, you know, but the thing is with those filters is they have less of a life to them. In other words, they're used up quicker because the carbon gets clogged up. Because it's working so hard, and there's not much of it in there. So you got to remember that you get a carbon ceramic combination, you have to change those out more often than you do just straight ceramic. If you're only concerned about bacteria, say you live out in the country or wherever you are, and you have a pond or a stream or something like that, and you're just concerned about bacteria, then those filters last a long time. You can get thousands of gallons out of those.
That's fantastic.
So, yes, definitely have some type of filter like that, either gravity feed or something you can pump the water through by hand so you have good, clean, potable water.
Hmm.
And store it. 55-gallon drums are great. We have the pumps that go with them. We have oxygen formulas that treat that water that is actually healthy.
Oh, great.
If you can't afford the oxygen formulas, you can always use straight bleach. You want to make sure that when the chlorine bleach, you do not get the flavored kind. You get just the regular straight bleach, and the rule of thumb there is it's about a tablespoon per 5 gallons.
Okay.
And then you put it in one of the empty poly buckets. We sell the empty poly buckets that the food comes in, like the wheat and stuff. So you can put your water in there, you dump in your, tablespoon per 5 gallons, and you stir it up. And you stir it and let it sit for at least 15 to 30 minutes, depending on how bad you think that water is. The longer you can let it sit, the better. And then if you don't like the chlorine taste, you can continue to stir it, pour it back and forth between containers, and most of that chlorine will dissipate.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, you got some pretty clean water. I tell you, it was a year ago, October, I did this a big class up in Seattle, the King County Office of Emergency Management, which is a big county up here, sponsored a weekend preparedness expo.
Mm-hmm.
And we did classes and stuff there, and I was surprised that the people in this class did not know you could use chlorine bleach to purify water.
Wow.
I go, boy, I said, I'm sure glad you guys are here. Our class went a little overtime.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but, I mean, they were hungry to learn. I had to applaud them for at least being there.
Oh, yeah.
But they just didn't know that. So, you know, just some little tips, and you'll find that again in the book, Basic Preparedness. And you want to store enough water for as long as you possibly can. You want to have at least 1 gallon per person per day. And that's just basically for drinking and doing a little cooking. That's not for, you know, taking a shower or anything.
Right.
And there are bigger containers available. You can also get the 1 gallon containers at the grocery store and stuff like that. That's a good place to start. If that's the only place you can start, do that.
Mm.
But have water stored and a good filter.
I think that's, you know, like you said, it's essential. I mean, and you should be, and that's the thing. You know, we should probably bring that up as well. A lot of people might look at something like this, Richard, and say, well, you know, that's fine and dandy, but, you know, I don't want to go ahead and invest all this stuff in stuff that might not ever get used. We should be filtering all of our water. We should always have food. And as you said, I mean, this is food you can use, you know, week to week, every single day, and get all of your nutritional needs. And as a result of that, it's never going to go to waste. It's never going to not be used. It's never going to be a bad investment.
Well, you know, and talk about a good investment.
Yeah.
What if you could have bought food at the prices 2 or 3 years ago?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, food is always going up. I mean, you know, as the weather changes, you know, some of the farmers in some of the areas are having trouble growing crops.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, this summer is going to prove to be very interesting in a lot of farming areas because of the weather, lack of moisture, or too much.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a good idea to have the food stored up just because you can buy it at yesterday's prices. It's a heck of an investment.
Yeah.
Then make sure you have the water so you can use it in a good filter.
Yes.
And then you've actually done some good.
Well, yeah, you're exactly right. And we mentioned this earlier. You know, 48 states were in drought conditions over the summer here in the U.S. Now with the harsh winter that has hit some areas, it looks like the cattle crop is going to be decimated out of Colorado. In California, they lost the citrus crop, the avocado. The
price is going up.
And the broccoli. Absolutely everything's going up. So, folks, pay close attention. We have plenty more when we return with more Frankly Speaking Radio in 3 minutes. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Glad you're aboard with us this evening. Our special guest, Richard Mankemeyer, is with us from the Survival Center. Richard, welcome back, sir.
Thank you, sir. We're on to water.
Yes.
And we have some awesome pictures on our website on that water page.
Sure do, yeah.
You can see the pictures, all the filters there. There's pretty good detailed descriptions of it. It talks about the water storage barrels. It talks about the pumps. Talks about the Aerobic 07 to treat it, which is an oxygen formula that a lot of people just put in their water because it's healthy. It's oxygen.
Yeah.
And what we did, we laid out the book in the catalog in this order.
Oh, okay.
The first four chapters of the book are food, water, medical, and shelter. The first four sections of the catalog are food, water, medical, and shelter. So they kind of match up.
That's great.
So people can, you know, keep thinking about those first four basics and make sure they have them covered very well.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Well, let's talk about medical then, because this is, you know, so much going into all this. This is an area that most people have never thought of, Richard. And
most people fall flat on their noodle when they get to this one.
Yes, they do.
And, you know, being an old Army medic, I am on top of this one.
Oh, okay.
when you look down through that website, Our Medical, we have everything in there from homeopathic remedies to minor surgery kit to burn gel, antiseptic wipes to, you know, keep your hands clean, emergency dental kits, retreat medical kits, EMT kits. We even have a set of videotapes. Now, this is on video. This is not DVD yet. It goes through combat medicine.
Oh, wow.
Battle dressing. This was done by a corpsman who has actual combat experience, and he goes through here, and I'll tell you, folks, these videos are for when medical help is not available, and this is for when this is the only aid. You can't get to a doctor, there's none coming. And this is a set of five videotapes, I'll tell you what, and some of them are up to 2 hours long. It goes through everything from the basics clear into defining emergency tracheometries, ventilation, airways and triage, burns and colds, suturing, how to suture simple fractures, what to do with them, compound fractures. This is way beyond the basics.
That's fantastic.
And I tell you, there's so much information available. You just have to take advantage of it.
Well, yeah.
And I know we're all busy. So we actually, at our place, we started watching these videos again. It had been a little while since we'd seen them. And it's like, I didn't remember that. Did you remember that? And, you know, it's that kind of thing. So there again, we're going back to practicing what we preach, is testing, doing some of these things, and going back and reviewing so you understand. And that's what I was going to suggest earlier, too, is the fact that we encourage everyone. Our whole staff went out and took, again, CPR and first aid classes.
Wonderful.
We all went out and did this. We took a Saturday. We went and did it at the local fire department. They offer them, you know, in your area. And also the CERT training. You want to get into the CERT training, which is the training to where neighborhoods start to get organized. And I'm encouraging neighbors to get neighborhoods to get organized to where they can handle a disaster. This training is available. You can find that off some of the government websites, too.
Okay.
I just thought of that as we was going into this. That's something we have not done yet, but we know the instructors, so we got them to put us on the list for the next one in our area. But medical is so important, and if you have any particular medical needs, like, for instance, a lot of elderly people require certain prescriptions and stuff. Well, you know, like in Katrina, when they got shut off for a couple of months or even a couple of days, some of those are critical.
Yes.
So if you can afford it, you may want to ask your doctor if you can get a prescription or two ahead. And if you can, keep a month or two ahead if you're able to, you know, if it works out, whether, you know, if it does need refrigeration or something like that. So you need to consider that. And, you know, one of the big things that people forget is their pets.
Oh, you know, I never even thought of that.
Remember your pet. Well, you know, a lot of those people down in New Orleans didn't want to leave because their pets were there. And when they finally were drug out of their homes, the pet would just turn loose.
Right.
We actually have pet food that you can has a shelf life of 5 years.
Oh, wow.
And we also have pet medical kits and pet emergency kits. We also have car emergency kits. We have got so much stuff. If I just named everything, it'd take 2 hours.
But, you know, this is fantastic. And even the dental, for example.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
I finally found a good dentist here, but this is one of those things that if you don't have a problem, you're not thinking in that line of thought.
No.
Okay? So what you've been able to do here, and again, people, just in the course of this conversation, if they order your catalog or they go to the website, they can scroll through it, and I guarantee you they will see something that they had never considered.
Well, I tell people, no matter whether you're a beginner or an expert, you need our catalog, you need our book, and you also need the website, because there's stuff on the website that's not in the book. There's stuff in the catalog. There's stuff in the book and the catalog that's not on the website. Then there's stuff that's not either place. Just call us.
Right.
We have a store. We have a small store here in Washington State, and we have stuff we have not been able to put in the catalog or on the website. We just didn't have time. But I tell people, if you're looking for something, at least give us a call. We can say yay or nay. We could have it. Something else we come up with, too, on our medical page, if you notice the title there, it says Medical Kits,
yes.
Medical Supplies, Home Remedies, plus Do-It-Yourself Information.
I love that.
I got some awesome home remedies. In fact, just before we went on the show tonight, I took some of our Super Tonic because we had a little scratchy throat.
Yeah.
This is one of the historic uses of it's called an anti-plague formula developed by Dr. Christopher, the famous herbologist out of Utah.
Oh.
contains apple cider vinegar, fresh garlic bulb, fresh hot peppers and onions, horseradish and ginger root. Now, I'll tell you what, you get up in the morning, got a scratchy throat, you take a tablespoon of that. I mean, it'll either shape you up or ship you out.
Probably wake you up, too.
You know, I'll tell you, wake you up, too. I mean, boy, I tell you, you can feel that thing going all the way down. But it's so awesome. And everyone in the local area here uses it because they find out how good it is. And we have, of course, we carry herb tinctures and stuff like that, which we use. Because we're trying to stay away from you know what.
Yes.
So we're trying to do everything as natural as possible. And this is one of the things that we do.
Yeah.
Now, we have a complete line of these things, but I only have five of them listed on the Internet site because I didn't have time to put them all on. But they are available. We have a children's tonic for all the moms in the area that have little ones. They love this. It's a non-alcohol, it's a vegetable-based formula for the little ones. And it contains like rose hips, catnip leaf, alfalfa, red raspberry, chamomile, lemon balm, and licorice root. And it just kind of knocks the edge off when they get real cranky, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And in an emergency, you know, if you're hyper, if you're hyper and all upset and panicking, what do you think the kids are going to do?
Yeah, that's true.
So when you give the kids some of the super tonic, or the children's tonic, make sure you take some yourself, too. It'll knock the edge off for everybody.
Oh, that's great. That's great advice,
yeah.
Always.
So when you get to our website, go to the medical page, and you will find some of this in the catalog also. A lot of the tonics and things are in there. And we have a retreat medical kit. And I'll tell you what, this is one of the most complete emergency medical kits anywhere. You can do minor surgery with this kit. It includes oral inflated air splint set, which means, you know, if you break a bone, an arm or a limb or something, you put this plastic thing around it and you blow it up with your mouth.
Oh, wow.
And it makes it you know, stiff so you can't move that area.
That's fantastic.
And it fits all the limbs and stuff, all the limbs, so it's cool.
Wow.
And it even comes with an emergency war surgery book. It's in a big, heavy-duty, like a fishing tackle box. And it's just got all kind of neat things in there. And this is the kind of stuff you need to have at home because you're going to end up being your own doctor for a while.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that we've discussed on this program before, Richard, is, you know, this whole bird flu preparedness. Now, they're recommending quite a few things for people and telling us sort of what to expect. And it's basically everything we've covered, which is, for the most part, you're on your own. Well, they also talk about confiscating, you know, pharmaceuticals, for example, because, you know, the first responders are going to get priority. Politicians and privileged folks will probably get priority. So it's not a situation where you can just run down to the pharmacy and get a prescription filled. You might have to, well, first of all, you might be quarantined in your own home.
Well, this is exactly the point. We're good, aren't we?
Yeah.
It could be dangerous if we did this for a couple of times. Yes, I tell people, the government has already said, the president, I saw myself on TV, said, if there's a problem, first thing we're going to do is quarantine the area to keep it from spreading.
Yep.
Well, I think that's really a good idea. But if you're prepared, why don't you be smart and just quarantine yourself first?
Yeah. Well, absolutely. And
the people who survived the best during the 1918 flu influenza pandemic they had going on then were the ones that kept away from people.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And
I'll tell you this, I'd rather be quarantined in my own home voluntarily than forcibly quarantined in a facility.
Yeah, with not the things you want.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Your stuff isn't going to be there.
Your stuff's not going to be there. It's going to be someone else's stuff, and ain't going to be much of it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, anyway, on our website, the second thing on our index on our homepage on the left is the new bird flu mask. We carry the new nanotechnology bird flu mask.
Oh, wonderful.
It actually kills the viruses and bacteria. So people go check that out. It's in the catalog, too. And also, in our shelter section of the catalog on page 23, we actually have different filters for the bird flu for your home. We actually have one unit that will convert any standard patient room into a CDC qualified negative pressure infectious disease isolation room.
Oh, wow.
Now, was that a mouthful or what? CDC. So I told that to a guy on the phone today. He said, what's CDC? I said, Center of Disease Control. That's what CDC stands for.
Oh, yeah.
So this, we actually have a unit that will convert a room into a qualified unit by according to their standards, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, and obviously their standards, because, well, Centers for Disease Control and Preparedness, I mean, these are the guys that are retro-engineering viruses. I mean, they need to have the rooms clean and sterile in order to conduct their, you know, experiments for better or for worse. The point is that if you can get a room, at least one room in your house to that condition, well, you're going to be sitting pretty.
Well, yes, and well, see, what it is, a lot of these type of filters, not this particular one, but this type of filter, we use in our underground shelters to filter the air.
Wow.
You know, a shelter is only as good as its filters.
Yes.
And so we use them in our underground shelters, which, of course, is the next thing coming up. But did we talk enough about medical?
I think we've covered a great portion of it. I mean, most of it is going to be people needing to do their own research because, again, I think we've stressed the importance of the medical angle. We've stressed the wide variety of medical options available to people. They need to figure out what they have a need for, honestly,
and
go from there.
Yeah, you want to do an inventory at home and see what you have. Then go to our webpage because it's a little clearer on the webpage, although it's not too bad in the catalog. But go to the webpage and it's listed. It starts out with the retreat medical kit. It starts out with minor surgery kit, emergency childbirth kit, wound closure kits, suture kits, burn gel, CPR medics, the personal antiseptic wipes, dental kits, the videotapes, the supertonic, and all the natural stuff. You can go there, and then you can compare your list and see what you don't have and want to maybe start adding into.
That's wonderful. Excellent advice.
The next part, then, is shelter.
Yeah.
And we encourage everyone to have some kind of a backup shelter. Now, I know everyone cannot afford a fancy, dancing underground shelter, although that's the place I'd really recommend to be.
Really?
But if you can't afford it, let's start out with the least expensive type of shelter. Could be as inexpensive as a tent.
Oh, okay.
If your house is damaged and all your goodies are laying around, if you had a tent, you could set it up in the backyard.
Yeah.
Okay, and there's good, and get you a good quality tent. We have some on our camping page on our website. A tent could be one thing. An RV, a motorhome, a tent camper, a pickup camper, a van. Just a van you can throw a mattress in.
That's
true. It's going to give you shelter. We have a lot of big trees around here. And one of our backup plans is that we park the pickup camper down in the field where there's no trees if we think something's going to happen.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And all we have to do is walk out the door, walk down in the field, and the camper's there. We have our shelter. It's got cooking. It's got food in it. It's got beds in it. You just hop in there, and they don't cost that much. If you got an old pickup truck, which is on an old pickup truck, you can pick them up for next to nothing.
Yeah.
And you got your backup shelter.
In advance, planning in advance.
And it's four-wheel drive. We can go just about anywhere as long as there's not a big tree laying on the road.
or on your car, which is why you park it in the field.
That's right. That's why you park it in the field. So when a windstorm comes, park it in the field. An earthquake's the one that sneaks up on you. You know, you're sitting here one minute, everything's fine. The next minute, your cup of coffee's on top of your head, and you're trying to get out the door.
Even fathom that. You know, that's another thing, too, for those here in the heartland. A lot of people, unless you're familiar with, you know, some of the recent stories, and they started putting these stories out in full force in the last year, but also, you know, you got to probably have a little awareness of history. And that would be the New Madrid Fault, which runs pretty much cuts the United States in half from north to south. And we're actually fairly close to that, Richard, here in Arkansas. It goes along the Arkansas-Tennessee border,
mm-hmm.
you know, up and down and whatnot. And when that thing went off in the early 1800s, the Mississippi ended up flowing backwards. Every single community, they weren't damaged. They were annihilated.
I know. And you know it rang church bells in Boston.
Yes. Absolutely.
Boston's a long way away.
Yeah.
You know, it actually has been rumbling over the last couple of years.
Yes, it has.
Yeah, I watch this stuff. I get all the alerts from NOAA and USGS and all that.
I rely on your email alerts quite a bit with the news and different things, too, which is something we'll get into also, how people can sign up for that. It's a fantastic resource. But you're absolutely right. As far as earthquakes go, I mean, it doesn't matter where you are. They might say, well, this is unusual, but guess what? Every single weather-related story that I've seen in the last 3 years has always contained the words rare, unusual, historic. I mean, that's not a good thing.
And more of them.
Yeah.
There's more of them.
Yeah.
By the way, they had a whole swarm of earthquakes just recently over in the Sumatra area where they had that big one, you know, and they're concerned there's going to be another big one.
Yes, that's right.
I haven't had a chance to put it out in the news alert yet.
And of course, that was so traumatic back in, I guess it was
2004,
that was so traumatic. You know, it the Earth is now wobbling in its orbit where it was not before. I mean, this changed everything. That was a very significant event.
I sincerely hope people understand the severity of the situation that we're talking about. While we try to make a little bit of light about it, you know, have a little bit of a light heart about it all,
sure,
it's very serious. And this is what our passion has been since the early 70s, is helping people prepare for whatever comes their way.
Yes.
And we can't determine that. You have to determine that, and then we can see if things we have is going to fit in that scenario. This is why when we developed the underground shelters back in the 70s, and we've gone through different versions of this, and we have really found out what works and what doesn't work. And and the current shelter we have now is almost 40 years of research.
Wow.
And you can see pictures of it. You can see color pictures of it on our website, on our underground shelter page. And it starts on page 20 in our catalog. And we go through what a single unit looks like. We show one being partially installed. We show pictures inside and out. We tell a little bit about it and what it does. And these things are airtight and waterproof. This is why we put filters. We have valves on them. We've run over them with heavy equipment. I remember one day I accidentally ran into one with a 100,000-pound excavator. And you know what? It still worked. I put a little ding in it, but it didn't structurally fail at all.
That's a heck of an accident, but it sounds like it's actually worked out for the best.
Well, it did. It was one of those things I needed to know if it was going to work or not.
Wow. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back here in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
This would be an uncertain time for us, my love.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. And, you know, a lot of times, my friends, you'll see preparedness seminars and different things like that that you can go to. And absolutely, folks, go to that. But we're having one right here on the program, and you can be a part of it. Pick up the phone and dial 1-800-313-9443. Toll free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Our special guest this evening from the Survival Center, the website survivalcenter.com, Richard Mankemeyer. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you. It's really a lot of fun talking with you because, you know, it's interesting when you can find someone on the radio who can think and has done a few things and has good questions and also has their own experience to add into it. It's really neat.
Well, thank you. I feel the same way about you. We're definitely birds of a feather here, my friend. Before we take some calls, I want to explore the underground shelter thing a little bit better. This is an amazing thing, and I'll tell you right off the bat, this is not something that I have space for, but it is kind of like a dream. And you know, it's interesting when you look back at a lot of the people who have lived in this area, because we're at the tail end of Tornado Alley. We're in the Ozarks in the mountains, so you know, we don't really have too many problems. But, you know, these older places, you look at these older homes, I mean, they all have the underground shelters, the deep basements. I mean, they knew something that we've since poo-pooed away and said, oh, there'll never be a nuclear war, you know, or things like that.
Well, you know, it's interesting. We was talking about this yesterday at this seminar. I keep referring to it because it was so awesome. They was going on about, you know, the terrorists, all terrorist problems potentially,
sure,
and nuclear and all this. He said, you know what? My power's been out 8 times since the 1st of November, and none of it was caused by any terrorist or nuclear event.
That's right.
So do I really care?
Yeah.
I'm prepared for it anyway, but it's the weather that has been causing all of my problems and everyone else I know of.
Wow.
So, you know, it's stuff that's happening every day. If we watch the planet changing, and, you know, what we did years ago, when we started doing shelters, in fact, underground shelters was the first thing we built. Then I'll talk about some of the other ones later. But I looked at nature. And when you look at nature, you look at the critters that's been around for a long time. I'm talking like, you know, long time.
Yeah.
Ants.
Yeah.
Groundhogs. You know, that type of thing. And how does nature protect its critters? If it really wants to protect them, what's it do with them?
That's right.
It puts them underground.
That's right.
It puts them underground. And, you know, nature's not liking what's going on this planet, and things are changing very rapidly, and they're going to become very dangerous.
Yes.
And just kind of watch. I think 2007, I was talking to a fellow the other day that studies this, too. He says, you know, he says, I'm thinking 2007 is going to be just a really rough year. I said, I'm thinking so, too.
Yes.
I think a lot of it's going to be weather-wise, you know, climate-changing-wise, and who knows what stupid things mankind will do.
Yes.
So, you know, we got a lot of things looking at us, and, you know, if you're not, like we said earlier, if you're not preparing, you don't understand the situation.
Yes.
You're not taking it seriously enough.
Yes. In fact, one of the things they're talking about, this, the UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change report, that the first part is due out this Friday and then each subsequent week. So they're trying to really drill home how in dire straits we are, whether it's true or false or whether the causal factors are accurate or not. Regardless, they're telling us this for a purpose. Well, the Pentagon Climate Report came out in, at least it was leaked, in February of 2004. I have it in front of me. And this tells us all of that stuff. And that was in 2004. And they specifically mentioned, Richard, that it's all going to kick off in 2005 and then really get bad in 2007. So here mm-hmm. we are, folks. Stay with us. We've conned Richard. We twisted his arm over the phone and asked him to stay on next hour so we can take your call. So stay with us, and we will do so after this brief station identification.